Kita Lamed Daled 34 is another one of those stories that comes out of the Gemara. The tragedy, the murder of the Navi Zechariah, which is not the Zechariah of Bayis Sheni and Treyasar, it's the Zechariah of Bayis Rishon, the one who stood up trying to stop the people, the evil King Yoash, from putting an idol in the Beis HaMikdash. And tragically, the people, they murdered Zechariah the Navi, who was a Talmud Chacham and a Dayan. They murdered him in the Beis HaMikdash on a Shabbos Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Gittin and Afnan Zion tells us the story that the blood of Zechariah was boiling over, bubbling on the floor for 250 years. When the Churban actually happened, Nebuzaradan, the butcher of Bavel, came in and he saw this blood boiling and he wanted to know, what's this all about? And they didn't want to tell him, but eventually he got it out of them. He found out that they had murdered a prophet hundreds of years before, and the blood was still fresh and still bubbling, seething, burning, furious. And tragically, Nebuzaradan kills hundreds of thousands of people to try to avenge the blood of Zechariah. Nearly a million people just in this one moment, aside from the other millions that he butchered. Until he calls out, Zechariah, Zechariah! Do you want me to kill them all? The blood stops boiling. The next part of the story is baffling. Nebuzaradan, who had murdered millions of people, makes a kal v'chomer, takes out his thumbs, and he says, if all these people deserve to die because they killed one prophet hundreds of years ago, what's going to be about me? I've murdered millions of people. You know what he does? He does teshuva. Becomes a Geret Tzedek and lives happily ever after. How did he get there? He murders millions of people and he has this thought of, that was really bad. I should do tshuva. Claps al chayit, becomes a Geret Tzedek. And we couldn't think of that? We only killed one person. But for hundreds of years, the blood was bubbling on the floor. No one ever thought, you know, maybe we should do tshuva. How did no one figure that out? You know, I would have said, I have no plans for this, but killing millions of people, why would I ever think I can do tshuva for that? How could he ever think, Nebuzaradan, how could he ever feel the right? What a chutzpah! He thinks he can do tshuva? Or better yet, what's wrong with us? Why didn't we feel we could do tshuva? I think the reality is that when you feel this great sense of sin, the sin is built up so egregiously, there are one of two reactions we can have when we feel overwhelmed by the magnitude of an avera. One is to say, oh, that was really bad. I really have to do tshuva. I really have to fix that. But the other one is to say, that was really bad. I'm too far gone. This is over. Why bother? Nebuzaradan, the evil butcher that he was, took the approach of the kal v'chomer. The more evil I am, the more tshuva I have to do. One step today. That's all I have to do. Jewish people built up this sin in their mind so much. He was a Navi, and a Kohen, and he was a judge, and it was Yom Kippur, and it was Shabbos, and it was in the Beis HaMikdash. We can't do that. We can't fix that. We're done. Let's let the blood lay on the floor, bubbling up for hundreds of years, because we can't fix that. We're over. Why don't we realize there's always a chance for tshuva? If that evil murderer, the massacrist, if he could do tshuva, then why can't we? The first line of the Kina, Yom Achbi Hechbarati, by Echbalu Avoni, there's really two ways to take that approach. One is to say, my sin is double, my sin is so much, my subservience to Hashem has to be doubled. I have to really make up for it. Or we could say, my sin is so great, my sin is doubled, I'm double as heavy, I'm double as depressed, I'm double as despairing. This Kina laments the great, tremendous, evil power of Yeush, of despair. To say, I never can do this, it's not possible. When in reality, the month is called Av, Aleph Beis, just take one step today. Just Aleph to Beis, that's it. Just do one step. None of us here have murdered a million people. None of us. We can go from Aleph to Beis. we can do teshuva. And if we don't, we just let the blood boil on the floor. We give up. I've struggled with Avera X for so long. Why bother trying to fix it now? Better let the blood boil for 250 years. Let's lament the fact that sometimes we give up too fast. Or at all give up. Lament the fact that there's always a step of Aleph to Beis. Let's not despair. Whatever we've done, whatever loss, whatever sitting on the floor we're feeling today, it can't be as bad as murdering a million people. And if he can do teshuvah, let's lament the fact that we don't. And that we can. Yom achvi yichbarati b'yom.